Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State Women's Basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, it was a tough weekend. You've had a couple of days to sort of look back on it, watch the tape. How do you feel a couple of days removed now from a weekend where the offense was really struggling?
Yeah. Goodness, I mean, yeah, watch the tape about five times a piece on each of them. You got to evaluate, right? Same thing, you ask your players to be better, and it's the same thing that I've got to do is just go through and again just make sure that the shots that we got are shots that we want and shots that we can hit. We simply went cold. There were moments where there's probably other decisions that could have been made. Maybe a decently good shot could have turned into a great shot, you know, if we made just a little different read. But at the same time, you know, I've sat down with a lot of them and just, you know, is this a shot that you can finish? And for the most part, it's, yeah, you know, I can put that in. So, it's a bummer, but not too much to get worked up about. I mean, I'm always just reflect on, you know, how hard we play and the work that we're putting in. Our gym is full this morning again with people getting up shots. And that's all you can ever ask, right? You show up, you work hard, you do the best that you can. It's unfortunate that we didn't quite get things to fall our way, and we've got to make sure that they do here coming up. But just not my favorite weekend, but at the same time, I'm not losing confidence in my kids.
So you sort of answered that next question there. You talk about the shot selection. You said it was fairly good, could have been a little bit better in some points. Is that really the message afterwards? Is it like, hey, we're getting the shots, it was just a bad weekend? Or is there anything else that you can point to where it's like, this is why we sort of struggled here?
Yeah. In the first game, I thought we could have got out and transitioned a little bit more when we were missing stuff. The second game, we did a great job of that. It really was. I mean, I went through them. I know some of our kids can hit a little bit tougher shots, you know, than others. So I feel that the game has evolved. Shots that kids can make these days are, they work on different things. You get your trainers, the game is different. We had shots and I went through all the clips with all my players and just like, this is a shot that you can finish. And if it's not a shot that you can finish, hey, if you turn around right here, we've got this person over here who's a pretty dang good shooter. That we can, you know, get them an open look there too. So it wasn't, you know, like, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, Morehead St. Cloud leaving, like they really defended well, but I don't think that was necessarily it. I think that we didn't finish well. St. Cloud like really uglies it up. They get really physical, you know. Obviously we run a dribble drive, but every team that they play, they turn into a dribble drive just because they play you so physically hard and then kind of like deny the next passes and stuff. Every offense that I run that plays against St. Cloud looks very similar. You can watch, obviously I've seen all the film. I've seen the shots that people get against them and I'm actually very proud. We got tighter to the rim than a lot of people do. And we had open shots in various places. We really went cold. I mean, Sadie Jarmolovich has become one of our best shooters. She just didn't knock down shots that night. And Olivia Gamoki wasn't knocking them down. Maddie hasn't been knocking them down. And from the rim, like Haley hadn't necessarily been putting in the normal things that she does every single day for us in practices and had been for games. Same shots she gets and finishes all the time. So, I don't know. It's a fun game that we play. I just refuse to lose faith in my kids at all times, and I'm proud of them. Show up, compete, play hard, and stick together.
Defensively, I thought you guys looked fairly solid for the most part over the weekend. I mean, you held your opponents to under 70. That's typically a decent mark to strive to get to. What can you say about the work ethic on the defensive side, even through the struggles offensively?
Yeah, I mean, that was the big conversation I had with them when we came in yesterday. It was just like, we got to put this together now. So we started off the season, as far as points for possession, we might not have been putting up a ton of points on the board. We were grinding them out because we weren't really getting out in transition as much as we wanted. But if we had to grind out a possession, we were doing it at the top, at a level that's the top of the league. In fact, right now we're still like third, I think, in the league and grinding out an offensive possession. Now, once you add in the teams that really get out and run or get some steals and stuff, we're down to five or six. But so offensively, we had been pretty confident, you know, and like just just getting shots that we could hit and hitting them at a pretty high clip. And then defensively was definitely our struggle early, right? Defensive rebounding. And then I felt like this weekend, I'm glad that you saw that, because there was some pretty bad beats that happened at some times that caused some problems. We have some, but like overall, our half-court defense was actually very good. But we have these moments in transition where they're goofy. And I think it has to do with youth, but like, okay, on a make, you got to match up with the person that you're guarding. And we forgot who we're guarding, and that person drills a three. And then we have a couple things within our system that you just can't do and give up. I don't want to give away our secrets, but like we had five or six of those in the first half, kind of in both games, which is really the only times they scored. And that was it. So you really get rid of those, and we defended those two teams. You know, we'll get them again. I mean, we'll play them again, and I think we'll have a good shot. But yeah, we're going to have to find a way just to make sure that we're knocking down shots, and whether that's continue to take the shots we took or like making that next pass that we can. But yeah, I don't know. And then the rebounding part has been a battle for ours. And it's not that we grabbed every rebound we should, but there was attempts and effort at every box out, and every now and then we're just a little bit small at certain positions and they tip it from behind and we don't quite get everyone. But I have zero question on the effort that was put forth that night on trying to battle for it, you know, and that hasn't been there on a consistent basis every night. And so it's like, I don't know, defensive rebounding kind of caught up now and our offense kind of dropped off. So I don't know. Well, my big message to them was like, let's put it together and see what happens.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, you've had a couple of ups and downs this season. You started hot. You had a bit of a win-loss stretch, and now you're in a bit of a rut here. You talk about the message of putting it all together. What else are you sort of trying to portray to the players on this team where it's like it's a long season, you're doing a lot of good things correctly? How do you get the results you're looking for in the final nine games of this conference slate?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to come down. I mean, every game is going to be a tough game, tight game, come down to all those little things. And I think that we are doing a much better job at all those little things. You know, offensively it was, we've got to, a lot of times, you get into some over dribbling if you can't get by your defender, and we've gotten there now. We're getting right next to the rim. And we know now we have to make that next decision, whether it's putting the ball in the hoop or making that next pass. Just I've seen so many things grow. Our ability to box out and pursue rebounds is definitely better. Our understanding of the defense, we're in the right gaps. Like we're closing out with our hands. I mean, just details look really good. So, I mean, just keep knocking out all those little things, and you like to think that some good things can fall into place.
I got the advantage this weekend of one game and one game only, so you can prepare for Northern State coming up on Saturday on the road. You're going to have to focus on Madeline Bragg. Do you think that she's kind of a mismatch for the team that you have right now just because of her size, and what's the plan of attack going against a scorer who's, I believe, just about over 15 points a game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to look at it. If I'm being truthful, I focused really on us the last couple days. But yeah, I mean, I remember playing her, obviously, last year. Yeah, she's tough. So I don't know. It's one of those. It's, do you decide to take her out of the game? Do we send doubles? And then you free other people up that could get hot and shoot and all that. Like, kind of decisions you got to make. Or do we kind of go one-on-one with her and she might get hers, and then we control everything else? Yeah, I'm not sure which direction we got to go with it yet. But I do know, yeah, just keep it simple. Offensively, defensively, just got to do what we do. So, but yeah, I'm not sure exactly with her. I mean, one of the best post players, I think she could be playing at many Division I programs. Yeah, she's different and she's playing well right now.
Looking ahead to, just more the coming up games here. You have Northern on Saturday, as we talk about, and then it's next Wednesday and then next Saturday. Do you kind of find that an advantage when you can spend these couple of days focusing on one team instead of that weekend where you got to focus on the two teams throughout the week?
Yeah, there is something to it. We didn't give them off necessarily, but we just did some skill work, drill work, shooting today. It's kind of nice on their bodies. I mean, this time of year, there's a lot of people dealing. We got, you know, one kid going in for an x-ray out of nowhere today. You just never know what's going on. Olivia Gamoki was out in the Moorhead game. That doesn't help when she goes down after a quarter. We kind of lose our spacer, our shooter. got popped in the head. Yeah, people are dealing with stuff right now. So we did give them, we practiced yesterday and gave them kind of a light load today. And we'll really grind out the next 3 days before hitting the road. So it is nice. I really like kind of having this week. It kind of feels like a little bit of a break, but yet not a break because you're going in to play one of the better programs in the league. So,
And they will play Northern State at 6 p.m. on Saturday in Aberdeen. That's head coach for Winona State Women's Basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this Saturday, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.